Hello, my name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a survey concerning our nation and local communities. May I speak with James Flom?
Yeah, who's that?
Okay, go ahead. Nancy. He's not here. Can you talk to me?
Yes. First of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are
I'm
the chances certain?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. In what year were you born?
1961. Long time ago.
What is your race? White, black, Hispanic, Latino, Latina, Asian, Pacific Islander, other you don't know?
White.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in the United States are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
No, I think they're going in a good, pretty good direction. I mean, there's still more to do, but I think it's a good direction for now.
And how about your part of New Jersey? Do you think that things in your part of New Jersey are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
I think they're a good direction.
Okay. I'd like to rate your feelings toward some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so.
Okay.
Andre Sayo.
Who?
Andre Sayo.
Well, I've never heard of him. So whatever, what number would that be?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and have that updated on the system. If you have never heard of it, just let me know, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Andy Kim?
Yes, I have heard of him.
And rating... with 100 meaning a very warm, favorable feeling, 0 meaning a very cold, unfavorable feeling, and 50 meaning a neutral, how would you rate?
Andy Kim? You know, I don't know a lot about him, but he seems like a good guy. I would say 80.
Hey, Bill
Pascrell.
That's good, right? Yeah, that's good. Yes.
Okay. Bill Pascrell?
Yes,
Bill Pascrell?
So yes.
I know him. Yeah, what about him?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say, I think 90.
Okay, Shavonda Sumter.
Don't know them.
Tammy Murphy.
Yeah, well, I don't know enough, but... I don't know. I would say, I don't know, 70. Okay. Yeah, I don't really know her, but, you know, she seems okay. But, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, just once, you would say you never heard of it.
Tammy Murphy?
No. Yes.
I know her. Of course, she's the governor's wife, and she's running for Senate. Yeah, I know her.
Can you repeat the answer to me once again?
Yeah, she's the governor's wife, and she's running for Senate in New Jersey.
A rating with 100 meaning a very warm, favorable feeling, 0 meaning a very cold, unfavorable feeling, and 50 meaning a neutral.
On who?
Tammy Murphy?
Yes, 60. Yeah.
And Savanda Sumter?
Do not know.
No, no, okay. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Bill Pastrell is doing as your member of Congress? Is that strongly approve or disapprove or somewhat approve or disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Would you say Bill Pascrell deserves to get the Democratic nomination for Congress in your district next year, or would you prefer to see someone new get the Democratic nomination for Congress?
I mean, he deserves it. He's old, but he deserves it.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Bob Menendez, Andy Kim, and Tammy Murphy, for whom would you vote?
You know, I don't know yet, but probably, you know, I don't know. It's just starting, so I don't know.
Would you say Bob Menendez, Andy Kim,
no.
Tammy Murphy, or the
No,
undecided?
I would not vote for Menendez. I don't know enough about Tammy Murphy, but I do know Andy Kim is a good guy, so maybe him.
Andy Kim, correct?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Savannah Sumter, Andre Seyo, and Bill Pascrell, for whom would you vote?
Pascrell.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell and Andre Seyo, for whom would you vote?
Pascrell, for sure.
Okay, now I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Andre Seyo has been the mayor of Patterson since 2018, where he has been fighting to turn Patterson around by creating new initiatives to help low-income residents and improve Patterson's economy and quality of life. A young and dynamic leader, Seyo has secured over $1 billion in new investments for Patterson, including restoring Hinchcliffe Stadium, growing the local economy, improving infrastructure, and expanding parks and recreational opportunities. Does that information make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress?
I have to say neutral because I don't know anything about him.
Yeah, okay. Savannah Sumter is a state assemblywoman and a staunch advocate for job growth, women's health, voting rights, civil rights, and criminal justice reform. She has championed legislation addressing black maternal and infant mortality, and recently the governor signed her law that will restore voting rights for more than 80,000 individuals who are currently on probation or parole. Does that information make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate?
Well, if she's running against Pascrell, not less likely. He's a good champion for that. Okay?
No, okay.
So,
Bill Pascrell is New Jersey's progressive fighter in Congress.
Who?
Bill Pascrell is
yeah.
New Jersey's progressive fighter in Congress, who has established himself as one of the leading congressional voices on protecting Medicare and Social Security for our mm-hmm. seniors. He has used his position to fight for a tax policy fair to New Jersey taxpayers and international trade agreements that look out for American worker. Does that information make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate?
More likely. Yeah, I'm a fan of his. He's a good man.
So you would say much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely?
More likely. Is that an answer?
It would have to be not at all more likely, a little more likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. After hearing that information, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Savannah Sumter, Andre Saia, and Bill Pascrell, for whom would you vote?
Bill Pascrell.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a few more statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement, if accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that candidate for Congress.
Okay. With
Andre Saia as major, gun violence and crime in Patterson is out of control, and due to Saia's lack of leadership, New Jersey's attorney general was forced to take over the Patterson Police Department. Does that information, if accurate, make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Less likely.
Bill Pascrell is 87 years old and has been in Congress for the last 26 years. Pascrell is part of the problem in Washington, D.C., refusing to let go of power to create room for progress. It is time for our communities to have new, younger, more dynamic leadership in Congress. Does that information, if accurate, make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that?
Not at all.
Okay. Savannah Sumter is a career politician who has gone to Trenton and become a part of the do-nothing machine under her so-called leadership. New Jersey has become a less affordable place to live. Crime has gone up. Taxes have gone up. Traffic has gotten worse, and our kids' schools continue to suffer. Does that information, if accurate, make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Not at all.
Okay. Despite the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and mass casualties among Palestinian civilians, including thousands of women and children, Bill Pascrell has refused to demonstrate leadership and called for an end to Israel's bombing campaign and a permanent ceasefire between Israel and Palestine. Does that information, if accurate, make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that candidate for Congress?
A little less likely.
Okay. After hearing that information, let me ask you again, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Savannah Sumter, Andre Saia, and Bill Pascrell, for whom would you vote?
Bill Pascrell.
Okay, and if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell and Andre Saia, for whom would you vote?
Bill Pascrell.
Okay, the following questions are for statistical purposes. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College, 4 years.
Okay. What is your religious background? Catholic, Protestant, Mormon, Latter-day Saints, LDS, Evangelical, other Christian, including non-denomination, Jehovah's Witnesses, Adventist and Baptist, Nazarene, Pentecostal, Jewish, Muslim, none, other, or don't know, or you refuse?
A Jewish.
And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be Arab or Middle Eastern descent?
No, neither.
Okay, and finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Nancy.
Nancy will be spelled N like Nancy, A like Apple and like Nancy, C like Charlie, Y like Yankee.
Yep.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you very much. Okay. Bye-bye.
Yep. You have a great night. Bye-bye.